Then morning, we continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Liloy Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nazir. We're going to finish up the fifth parak with Mishnah Sain. We'll also start the sixth parak as well. Ras HaKoi. What if somebody sees a koi, which is a doubtful animal? We're not sure whether a koi is considered a chaya, an undomesticated animal, or a behemah, a domesticated animal. So if he sees a koi, v'amarini nazish as a chaya, and he says, I'll be a nazir if that's a wild animal. And then another person says, Harini Nazir Shazain Ochaya. The other one says, I'm a Nazir, then it's not a wild animal. And a third person says, Harini Nazir Shazay Behema. One says, I'm a Nazir, that it's the domesticated animal. And a fourth person says, Harini Nazir Shain Zay Behema. And he says, I'm a Nazir, that's not a Behema. And a fifth person says, Harini Nazir Shazachaya Ubehema. A fifth person says, I'm a Nazir, that they're both a wild and a domestic animal. And a sixth person says, Harini Nazir Shein Zeh Lo Chaya V'lo Behema. And a sixth person says, the koi is in a class by itself. And a seventh person says, Harini Nazir She'echad Mikem Nazir. And the seventh person says, well, I'm a Nazir if at least one of you is a Nazir. And an eighth person says, Harini Nazir She'ein Echad Mikem Nazir. And a ninth person says, Harini Nazir She'kulchem Nazirin. Harikulam Nazirin, the halacha is that they're all Nazirin. The first six are Nazir because we don't know which one is correct. And so therefore, we treat them as Nazirim out of doubt. And the last three also have to keep Nazirus out of doubt because we don't know exactly what they all meant to say. And that is indeed the way we close out the fifth parak. The sixth parak begins, Shlosha Minim Asurim Ben Nazir. There are three things that a Nazir is not allowed to have. Hatuma Tegalachas Vayotzi Mel HaGefen. He's not allowed to become tamei. He can't shave his head, and he can't eat or drink products from the grapevine. Anything that comes from a grapevine, dry grapes, moist grapes, skins, pits, they all combine together to help the nazir violate his rule. But he doesn't get makos until he eats a kazayas over here. The Mishnah Rishona, this is a difference from an earlier ruling, because the first version of the Mishnah was that Achi Yishta Revias Yayin, he has to go ahead and drink a Revias Yayin. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu Shara Pito Biyayin, Vieshba Kadela Tsar Kazayas, even if he just soaked his bread in wine, and there's enough in the mixture to add up to a Kazayas, Chayim is going to be Chayim for Makos for eating the mixture. In other words, the bread combines with the wine that's soaked up within it to make the minimum amount and make him chayav kareis under that situation. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.